every time songs are sung from the heart. That makes the difference. You turn your Bibles with me to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. Oftentimes questions arise about money. How does God view money? Does he think we should be doing with it? One of the clear passages that we oftentimes think of is there in Matthew, where God says, you cannot love God and mammon, God and riches. We know that it's not money that's the source of evil, but it's the love of money that's the root of all sorts of evil. So how does God want us to perceive it? Well, one of the great passages that really deal with this is found in Proverbs. And as you look with me in Proverbs chapter 3, he starts off with a didactic work upon his son. He is teaching his son some marvelous truths about God and money. And he starts off in this way in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For the length of days and the years of life and peace, they shall add to you. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. So you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. These few verses actually set the stage for what he's about to talk about. He's saying, son, remember what's important. And if you look at the very beginning, what really is important is the heart. If you have a kind heart, you'll be generous. If you have a good heart, you'll trust in God. So then he states this in verse 5. So trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Actually, that doesn't leave any room for trusting in money, does it? Doesn't leave any room for trusting in man or what he can accomplish. It's trusting in God with all of your heart. Much problems and fears and anxieties really come when we begin to put our trust in things that are not trustworthy. Proverbs says that money makes itself wings and flies away. I don't know if you've noticed that in holidays, but that's actually true. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. Well, you know what I think we ought to do? I don't think you ought to go there. Doesn't really matter what you think you ought to do or what I think you ought to do. You need to come before the Lord and say, what do you want me to do? And many times the Lord's going to call upon you to do things that don't make a lot of sense, humanly speaking. Do not trust in your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He'll make it clear to you. God just doesn't make things clear to me. Well, have you come to him with all your heart and told him there's nothing that you want but his will? Were you serious about it? Because if you are, he'll make it very clear. And he'll make your path so straight, you just couldn't miss it. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he'll make your path straight. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Turn away from evil. That one phrase that you hear people say over and over again, oh, I know. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Listen to God. Fear the Lord. Turn away from evil. It'll be healing to your body, refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord from your wealth. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? I wonder why he doesn't say from your paycheck. Well, because there are other sources of wealth. Honor the Lord. All wealth comes from him, right? Honor the Lord from your wealth and from the first of all your produce, not from the last. I think I can give God some here at the end. Well, that's trusting in the money. It's not trusting in God. Honor the Lord from your wealth, from the first of all your produce, so that your barns will be filled with plenty, your vats will overflow with new wine. Another way of putting it is, you'll be really happy. If God is the supplier of your needs, you'll be content, you'll be fulfilled, and you'll be happy. God will give you everything you need. My son, don't reject the discipline of the Lord, or loathe his reproof. Why do you think he would throw that into his place? because there are times that he withholds the discipline. And the tendency is to think that, well, I'll withhold. He says, don't do that. This is God disciplining you because he loves you. And he's helping you not attach yourself to things that will destroy your life and bring anxiety to your life. So don't get mad at him when he's teaching you how to deal with money in an appropriate way. My son, don't reject the discipline of the Lord or loathe his reproof. For who the Lord loves, he reproves even as a father in the son in whom he delights. Malachi 3:8, we'll be going into that pretty soon, says, don't rob God. Give him the first, give him the tithe. And by the way, 2 Corinthians 9:7 says, when you give, don't do it grudgingly or under compulsion, but with a joyful heart. God desires that kind of heart. So, is money a bad thing? Not in of itself, but you can't trust in it. And put the Lord first always. And he'll supply all of your needs and make you happy in the midst. Father, we give you thanks that we can put our trust in you. That we don't have to worry or fret when the economy goes up or down. You are steadfast. And our roots are planted by the waters that never fail. We give you thanks in Jesus' name.
In a manger, no creep. scripture today will be taken out of Malachi chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. And now this commandment is for you, O priests,